What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
It's not time for talk. You know, we agreed that we'll meet tomorrow and go from there. But, you know, when you're in this a single elimination tournament, man, it's not a whole lot to talk about. You win or you go home.
All right, Limits. Let's do a very, very bad report card, kind of like the ones I used to have at Amherst Junior High School. I've got some students in here from Franklin Regional. This nice man in the pit shirt is a Steeler fan. Can you turn the mic on there, sir? Can you turn his mic on? Talk into that mic right here. Yeah. Turn his mic on, Limits, would you?
Yeah, he's good.
What's your name?
My name is Nathan.
How old are you, Nathan?
I am 17.
Do you have any conscious memory of the Steelers winning a playoff game?
No, I do not.
Neither does anybody else your age. If our first conscious memories are at 5 years old, Limits, we have people heading off to college who don't remember the Steelers winning a playoff game,
yeah.
But everything's okay, and Tomlin gets to make the call, and they're better than the mean, and the Jets would love to be the Steelers. Thank you, sir, and good luck with your career.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. They're having fun in here. They're filming the show. We have a volleyball player in our midst. We have a couple of other people. Wonderful, Limits. Do you remember when you were this age? Of course, it was just last year.
I do, because I remember being a podcast editor for my student newspaper.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was a senior in high school, I job shadowed here.
Did you?
And I sat in the producer's booth.
With who?
With Matt Cole.
Falsy.
Yeah, Chris Mack brought me in.
Wait, did you ever tell me that story?
I might have. And
I remember
think
it.
You and Ron came in afterwards.
Ron didn't say hello to you, I imagine.
Not, yeah. He, of course, did not remember my name. And I said hello to you, and it was really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I wish these guys all the luck in the world.
I job shadowed. It was like a Monday, but I was supposed to go on Friday. I showed up on the wrong day. So I called Chris, and I was like, hey, Chris, I'm here. And I had known him for like a year or so through Baldwin.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, okay, I thought you were coming on Friday. And I was in my car at like 4:30 in the morning, panicking, saying, oh no, oh no, oh no. But he was like, yeah, come on in. And it was awesome. It was a great experience.
That's cool. Well, you know what wasn't a great experience? You at the Steeler game last night. Was it empty? When did the place empty out?
About 3.5 minutes left. After the pick six, it was very bleak. There was basically no one left.
How vitriolic was the general vibe there in the crowd?
Angry. It was, I think, because people were just so quick to rush to the exits. You didn't hear like a mass exodus of boos. And I didn't hear the Fire Tomlin chants from where I was sitting, but we've heard from multiple people that they did exist in various sections. So maybe I was just in, because I was behind the Texans bench. Maybe that side of the stadium just isn't as loud and isn't as, you know, maybe they're a little bit more cautious with their words. I don't know. But it was not. At first, it was a great atmosphere, Joe.
Yeah, it was.
A playoff crowd.
It was great.
It sounded like a college game.
Yeah.
Because college games, I think, are so much louder than NFL games. NFL playoff games are loud. This is my first experience in a playoff game.
People were fired up, and it's been a while. And they got let down in unprecedented fashion with the worst home loss in the history of the franchise. To me, this can't go on if I were running things, but I'm not. I don't know who is. I guess Mike Tomlin. All right, let's follow along with Ray Fittipaldo's report card. Are you ready for this, oh, limitless wonder?
Let's dive into it, Joe.
Quarterback gets an F, 17 for 33, 146 yards, no touchdowns, the fewest points ever for Aaron Rodgers quarterbacked offense in a playoff game. Do you agree with Ray Fittipaldo, an F for that?
Yeah, I do. Of course, the turnovers late cost them. The offensive line didn't help, but Rodgers played one of his worst games of his career.
Well, DK Metcalf sure didn't help him with that key drop after the turnover, but yes, I would agree, D minus to an F. Running backs, they had to abandon their running game when they fell behind. I mean, they really didn't, actually, because it was still 7-6 in the third quarter and 10-6 after three. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I mean, going to the third quarter, it was 10-6. They didn't have to go away from the run.
Yeah, I mean, Jaylen Warren got abandoned in a lot of games this year. He gives the running backs a C. I don't know why. They should get a D. They didn't do anything. You?
I mean, I give them a C-. Part of it was just the utilization that Arthur Smith allowed the running backs to be in, or rather the lack thereof. They did not use Gainwell and Warren, two of their best weapons, enough.
Receivers. DK Metcalf's drop was a huge play in the game, says Ray. They would have been in Houston territory with a chance to go up 6-0 or 10-0. Instead, they had to punt. That was a big play. And Houston went 92 yards on a touchdown drive. Metcalf on the books for $31 million cap hit next season. Seems more like a number two than a number one. Ray gives the offense or the receivers an F. So do I. I mean, Metcalf, when he's not taking swipes at people in blue wigs, is doing stuff like this all of a sudden. This is awful. $31 million cap hit. What are we doing here?
The two plays of the game in my mind, Joe, was the 3rd and 15 play, CJ Stroud to Christian Kirk for like a 35-yard gain.
Captain Kirk did a number on them, didn't he?
And DK Metcalf dropping that ball on what would have been, what, like a 30-yard completion?
Yeah.
Those are the differences in the game. Houston capitalized.
Well, no, the difference in the game is one team was way better than the other one. Do you really think things would have changed?
But if you're talking about key plays that can shift momentum,
I do agree that.
Those two were the ones where Houston capitalized, the Steelers didn't. So the receivers get enough.
Ray gives a very kind C- to the offensive line. What's going on here, Limits? They get a D-.
Yeah, they get a D for demerit.
I mean, Rodgers was clean for the first parts of the game only because he was getting rid of the ball faster than Mulsey got rid of his hair.
How fast did Mulsey get rid of his hair?
Pretty fast, as I recall.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Although I didn't know him then. Defensive line. Keanu Benton and Harmon got sacks. Black recovered a fumble. Hayward only had 3 tackles. He gives them a C. I give them an F. Like I've said a couple times, they made Woody Marks look like Walter Payton. They were okay at the beginning of the game. I mean, but they wore down and they got hammered.
I thought they were only around a C+. I didn't think they were terrible.
C+?
Like, they did make a guy named Woody. I thought Buzz was going to appear at some point and also shred them on the ground. You like telling Joe? Where
did you cry at Toy Story Limits, the first one when you were little?
I was so scared. Remember when they were, do we want to spoil Toy Story? I think the movie's been around for 25 years.
Yeah, I think we can.
When they were about to fall into that,
that
waste plant.
Yeah, it was horrifying.
They would have been disintegrated. Yeah. I was very scared at that. I looked away.
I'm sorry that you went through that as a child.
Thank you.
And Toy Story 2 was even worse.
Did you know that my mom never allowed me to watch SpongeBob when I was a kid? She didn't think it was appropriate.
I remember that.
SpongeBob.
Yeah. What was her objection?
She just didn't like the language in SpongeBob. She didn't like their tone and demeanor, I guess.
I like
that. The sponges were inappropriate.
I like that. Linebackers, again, Ray, I think with a very kind C-. I mean, they got some things. Listen, the turnovers were more about Stroud than them. The one where Benton got him, Stroud's picking up his own fumble and then fumbling again. What was he doing other than begging to lose the game? They were horrible. TJ Watt has now gone 5 playoff games and has 1 sack. They get a D-.
Yeah, Watt never had a sack in this game, right? He did not. He was shut out.
That's correct.
Once again, TJ Watt, as you pointed out before, is going to be the modern-day Dick Butkus. He's never going to win a playoff game in his career.
It appears that way, and Cam may only wind up with 1 here.
I give them a C.
All right, secondary, they were horrifying. He gives them a D? They let Christian Kirk riddle them like he was Jerry Rice. I mean, he busted open about 4 long plays. So they need a safety. They need to draft a safety. Joey Porter Jr. has become a really, really good player. I will say that. But they have problems in the secondary. He gives them a D. I give him an F. You?
I give him a D. I don't think Ramsey at this point in his career is somebody that they should prioritize on defense.
I think
Duggar sucks.
They might want to cut him with his cap hit.
Yeah, Clark isn't any good. They're going to get Deshaun Elliott back, but
maybe.
Wow, they have problems. Asante Samuel, can he even play anymore? Maybe in the right defense, it's not this one.
Maybe as a bit player. I don't know. Special teams, nobody gives a crap.
Brandon Echols played awful, too, other than that interception.
Which was just a...
CJ Stroud is not that good, man.
What is he doing?
That's why I thought that they had a chance in this game.
Just kick a field goal. He's throwing off-balance passes into the ground in at the 10-yard line, and they're getting picked off. What is he doing?
Stroud is... He got lucky in that game.
And the coaching staff, thankfully, from Ray, gets an F. I give him a what comes after F.
I give him a J.
I give him a G for god-awful.
For jobs on the line.
Let's go through the whole alphabet. I give them a G for god-awful, an E for...
Everything hurts.
Yeah. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
F.
An H for
G.
Horrifying. An I for incompetent.
Incomplete.
You say the letter and I'll give you the word.
J.
Jabronis.
K.
K. Worse than a K car.
L.
L. Losers.
M.
Magnificently terrible.
N.
Nothing happening.
O.
O would be.
Oh, no. They lost
like
again.
That. Oh, no. They're on the field again. Okay.
P.
Putrid.
Q.
Question for you. Why would you bring any of these guys back?
R.
Rerun.
S.
Not the first one that came to mind. S is just silly. This is getting silly.
T.
Terrible.
U.
Underachieving.
V.
Victory? Nope. That's seven straight losses.
W.
Why are we doing this again?
X.
I had to think about that too. X. X-ray. X marks the spot. Another touchdown in the end zone.
Why?
Yes. Why? Why are we doing this?
Z?
Z stands for Donatas Savoskis. They might as well have taken off their sneakers during the game and quit.
Did I forget any letters?
I
not count the alphabet correctly?
I don't know.
In my mind?
I have trouble with the alphabet, too.
W,
it's
X,
been a while.
Y, and Z?
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the Steelers' future next. What should happen? What will happen now? I think there's a better percent chance they run it back with all the key characters than not, which is absolutely incredible.
Texter, you guys are so childish.
Remember when Savoskis took off his sneakers against Dwayne Wade and Marquette Limits? Were you alive then?
When he was playing for the Cavs?
No, when he was playing for Pitt. Not that Savoskis.
I was thinking of Big Z for the...
Oh my God.
When he was playing with LeBron. I could never pronounce his name.
This is amazing. What you just said is the highlight of the show for me. I needed that.
Maybe we are childish.
I don't know. Where are we, Limits? I don't know what to read.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.